This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
It's a good morning to you, beautiful and sunny. Like I said, like even Thomas Owont is going to be a scorcher. So make sure that you have your sunscreen on, bring your hat on, stay hydrated. And also that umbrella comes in handy, especially if you're going out in the sun. Now, welcome to the show. It is the best tea in the city. Now, Mfethu, Mjita, Uthiaka. Can you handle it when she reveals her full sexual history in detail? Can you handle it when she gives you the full history?
Yo, Timus. Okay. Avoid a heart attack.
Hi, bo.
I want to have some details in video. I best left unknown. Imagine running into a guy that you know very well, what was it, find your person told you about. What I know, that one, you're born of that one.
Yeah.
Every time you see this guy, boss, you're going to keep on thinking about things that you shouldn't be thinking about. Ah, man, some things are just best left unknown, bro. This is Monday New Trend. Thank you, Timos, on the street of the air.
Thank you, Monday. Eh? Sisters, do you think he can handle it? Tell him your full sexual history. Can you? Do you think you can handle it?
Morning, Prati and Kaya FM.
Yo.
Well, that's how my relationship started. We were both honest. Though it was a hard drop to swallow.
Yeah.
When she mentioned some of the names and only to find some guys, was like, yes, it's even this guy.
Yo.
Oh, okay. But, well, we cleared the air. Rashapo,
okay.
Will be celebrating a year now in November, end of November. So, yeah.
Wow.
You know, I feel I've handled it.
Yeah.
I've handled it.
Indo Dematuti.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
You know why I have pointed this question to this question in particular to Majita and say, can you handle it? Is because as gents, we come on air, we speak every day, especially on Wednesdays, about how women must be progressive with their sexuality. But the thought of who they've been with and the things they have done gives us sleepless nights. Why? Why? Why is it such a haunting thing to know, especially if she wants to tell you? What if it's to your benefit? What if it's to your benefit? Is it because the truth is too much? But you are with her now. As men, we always say, be open, tell me, you know. Mara, the minute she says three, your mind multiplies that by 10 or by another three. And somebody has already tweeted this, that isn't it interesting that your sexual history turns her on while hers turns you off. Why? And let's not even throw in what toxic masculinity in there, even though maybe at the bottom of it, that's what it is. But I think it has to do with our wiring, our minds. Maybe we are that visual as men that we're like, yo, you start picturing things. And hence I was deliberate when I posted this and said, will you handle when she tells it to you in color feeling? Would you?
Tibos, mina for me, na putu am iza na zozibo, ngzozgeza zibe mshope nje nge kwa. Kola andlo etops. Itera.
Wala ex. Ha, abo kabatia mafet. Ha, uyatala we. Can he handle it? Should you decide? Wana, mumotwaka. Transparency, honesty, this is my full sexual history. But rofa yona in detail. Do you think you can handle it? Pauline are for what? Even though I'm a mother, he found me being a mother with a kid. He needs to believe that I'm a virgin. I was never kissed or touched before. Yes, hashtag tell him your sex history.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why women lie about their sexual history. Hence, he can't handle it. They lie about it because they want to avoid judgment. Society somehow has put a limit to a number of men that women can sleep with in their lifetime. And the woman the minute the woman feels like she has gone over that limit, and God knows what that limit is, they feel the need to lie to avoid what? Judgment. It's a label that comes with revealing the full history. That's the problem. And how that history will then later be used in arguments. Two, because it's still taboo for some reason for women to be sexually free. Sex is still seen as a man's thing. This is why society is okay with men having many sexual partners. The minute it's known that a woman has slept with multiple men or had a threesome, she's reduced to what? To a nobody. It's like, huh? The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on why women lie about their sexual history. Because exactly that labels. But more than anything, even when she wants to tell the truth, or she's telling the truth, it will still be judged. For example, she has a low body count. And the man will then think she's hiding the body count because it's actually high. But sometimes it is not high. She hides the low count for a reason. She fears he will think she doesn't have enough experience, which might hinder the sex life. You see, she never wins. Can he handle it?
No. I don't think he can handle it.
Ugh. It's that simple. No.
Yeah.
No. No matter how you look at it, even if he goes on his knees and he begs for it, or he brings you a list and a paper, don't do it. He can't handle it.
Yeah.
He just can't.
So a wise woman knows, don't kiss and tell. Don't share.
Yeah, don't kiss and tell. Or if you're going to try and make him feel better, be selective about what you share.
Yeah.
Because he's never going to know anyway. Maybe umufe bangari, he can feel like, no, the bar was set.
Yeah.
But I gave it a party.
That's right. You know? Stroke that ego.
Yeah. Everything else. Because essentially, now, for example, now I can ex. You know, as long as I don't have a child with you, you're not my ex.
Yeah.
Nothing ever happened. You didn't exist in my life. So now I'm put up for my history. Can I want to one? Therefore, my body count is one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
JJ?
I think he can handle it.
Is it?
Yes.
Why?
Because I'm trying to think of a reason, because this has been a very tough one, Uncle T. But because he's learned me as a person that's like an over communicator, I'm about to say, to reveal details anyway. He's so used to that he's gonna hear details and not even have an issue with it. So he can handle it.
Did he say he can handle it?
He can handle it because I can handle his as well. So we exchange.
No, you can handle it.
Yeah, we exchange. It's fine. He can handle it.
So is it true then?
He probably uses it to his advantage anyways.
Yeah, no, sure. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's empowering, especially if he can hear it. Mm-hmm. So therefore, is it true that when you hear his past, you'd get turned on, but it's a turn off to him?
Yeah, because yeah. Women are superheroes.
Yes.
Men, kiddie minions.
These conversations, they do happen, by the way. Yes, they do. Listen.
Hi, Parchin. I'm not a sellout, ladies, but then this happened last night.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, I told him everything.
Yes.
Everything. The good and the bad of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I'm happy how he handled it. He handled it very matured. He assured me that nothing will change. It's all in the past. So it happened in the past. It will stay in the past. So yeah, I think I found my man.
We're happy for you. And I thought, you know what? We need to understand the makeup, the man's makeup. Why this full sexual history sort of just rattles his cage. And there's only one person who can give us that is our clinical psychologist, Lingua Zwane. Hello, thanks. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking our call every time.
I see. How are you? Lovely topic as always.
Can he handle it, though?
What a topic. The question is the person. It starts inside.
Yeah.
And I don't want to generalize. I want to start with, it starts with the actual person. I just heard the person who was speaking now saying that she told him yesterday, da da da, and it sounded more of a good result ending in a positive way. So if a person is well invested in who they are,
yeah.
they are more able to handle it, especially good self-esteem, good sense of self,
yeah.
self-awareness.
Yes, yes.
Even more of a benefit if they feel like down there, things are like perfectly packaged.
Yes,
they are
yes,
like more
yes.
self-validated
yeah.
and they know that the size is well and everything else. However, it's also the internal part, even the well packaged, great, good self-esteem and all that, they may struggle because of the ego. And the ego part is a part that is quite difficult to understand, because sometimes you find that they were fine, but because they are dealing with other external factors, they start to doubt even the things that they initially thought they were good.
Mm.
So there's comparison. There is this idea of, what if I don't match up? So you find that
mm-hmm.
the same man that was okay is starting to now doubt themselves
yes.
that they were fine. So there are a lot of factors, T. There are a lot of factors, and we'll cover that as we continue a little bit.
I'm talking to Hlengiwe Zwane, clinical psychologist. We're talking about how come men can't handle her sexual history. Should she share, Hlengiwe? Or is one of those, there is a way of sharing?
Know your guy. Know your guy. I'm not going to say go share and then the marriage breaks or the relationship stopped. Know your guy. Build up to it. Because if you share, the question is, why are we talking about it? Why do you want to know? Here's the thing, T. A lot of times it is a matter of the society we're living in. And the view that some men have actually comes from how their upbringing is and their beliefs are of their
mm-hmm,
woman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so you see how I started. I said start inside with a person. But it also counts with how are you brought up? What is your societal kind of ideology regarding a woman? Are you more gender stereotyped, if I may put it like that?
Yes.
Do you think that a woman must just preserve themselves and mm-hmm, never really mm-hmm. go out there? But who stays in a cave? Which woman stays in a cave? Someone has a past. Unless you're going to go get a very young person
mm-hmm.
that has just gotten out of their teens, everybody has a past. So if you understand that, then that makes it easy. Because then my question of why do you share? Why do you want to know? Do you want to know because you want to enhance our relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to know because we are communicating and we're getting to know each other? Do I want to embrace the good and the bad of this woman that I'm with?
Yeah.
So if in that case, then I will say to a person, if you know that your man is someone who's open-minded and is not stereotyped, then share. Because then you enrich your sexuality. If, for example, I want you to bring something, the fantasies that come to
yes,
me.
Yes.
I'm not necessarily saying the fantasy is because John used to do this to me. Maybe I saw it somewhere in the movie, but if your mind is going to move to how do you know, why do you want that, then I'm missing the pleasure that comes with sexuality.
And there's a voice note I'll play it later on that says,
okay,
I'm the guy and I am dipping into the swimming pool. I don't care who was in the swimming pool. I'm enjoying the swim.
I love that guy. Enjoying the theme. What type of place the theme is bringing? It might take you to a nice, pleasurable moment. So there's a part where there's the idea of pleasuring your woman, T. And I think that guy that is speaking there, I like him. Because he's wanting to see how is this bringing a different flavor
yes.
to our sexual
yes.
romance.
Yes.
So women and men, if we can all understand we are sexual beings, that's the essence of it.
Mm.
You're going to enjoy the scene. Because if you understand that there was protection, fine. It is in the past. Great. The present is not what the problem is. It's the past. So there's this thing that I like saying, and that a lot of people would say as well, that a lot of people live in the past and a lot live in the future. If you live in the present, that guy, T, lives in the present. He's enjoying the present. He's allowing the past to remain in the past. We learn from history so that we don't find ourselves in those things. The future will give you to a lot of anxiety because you're worried, what if this? What if it's the fear of the unknown? What if I don't measure up? What if I don't pleasure her? But if we want to learn, what is it that we bring together as a couple? I can make this thing beautifully and make it lovely. I want to swim. Not to say that women must go out there and do this, or men must go out there and do this. It's a couple thing. Two people. Two. Not three, not ten. Two.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
It's
It's a pleasure.
Siyabonga Manget.
I love the show. It's always exciting.
Hey, Prati.
Sure.
My wife told me all her, you know, sexual experiences from Kale, you know, like in detail, like all of them. So I didn't feel any way. She was more embarrassed, really. And I just told her that, you know, I treat every woman like a public pool, you know. Hi. I don't worry who was swimming before me or who's going to swim after me. I'm just worried about I'm swimming now and I'm enjoying it. Thanks.
It's the public pool pun that I kind of feel awkward, but your point, very clear and succinct. Would you tell him the full history?
Not with the people, but the experiences, yes.
Not with the, not so the body count, no.
I mean, what is body count?
As in how many people you've encountered.
But what is that?
Okay, yeah. So it will just be the experience.
Yes, just so you know what region we're working within.
So would you tell him the worst and the best?
Yes.
What if the best intimidates him? You know how egos are fragile.
No, but that's a you problem, not a we problem.
But that's your man.
Is he though?
Yeah.
I mean, I belong to the streets.
Wow. No pun there.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the street.
And you got one.
Huh? I'm not talking about.
Yo.
Huh? But yeah, you know, if you want to hear it, then it is what it is.
And this will be you sharing because you want to be transparent and open, or he has to solicit that with a question, like he must ask for it, that information. What do you think?
No, you know, in my previous encounters, even though, you know, because my mother's listening, I don't have encounters. Yes. But
yes, ma'am. No encounters.
Yes. I've never done such
things. Yes.
So, but you know, we would speak about it just in general in terms of talking about our experiences so that when the expectation or the time comes, then we know what we expect of one another.
You would have this when the relationship is now solid, obviously.
Huh?
Right? Hmm? As in it is solid now.
Yes. Somewhat
because,
solid.
Because you can't share this information.
Moving to solidity.
Yes. You can't be sharing this at the beginning. Can you?
Can't you?
Or should you?
Huh?
Hi. And that's what I mean, my job is to ask questions because I'm that curious.
But how long? It's been a while since you've been in the dating scene, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the streets are rough, eh? Yeah. But sometimes you also don't enter into interactions just for a relationship.
No, sure.
So,
but like I'm saying, it's, hey.
It's tough. But I think it's necessary. For me, I've had great experiences when I've had the conversation first.
Ah.
Because also, if you don't perform, then I give you a blank stare, you know. I give you grace, but figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-000-0959.
And it's time for you to take the last step. The question is, would you reveal your full sexual history? Can he handle it? And my brother, do you want to know? That's the question.
Morning, Braxy. Morning. Mina, he can't. You'll never handle it. I'm tuta, Prati. I can't, Prati. He can never handle it. He can't.
Tapelo, good morning.
Hey, how are you, Prati?
I am good, man.
Hey, shop, man, Prati. Man, Prati, man, I'm telling you, I'm going to go.
I don't think so. You know why? Because you asking it, Tapelo, maybe you're asking from a point of view that you want to know what she likes. You know? Until you ask her, she's like, yes, finally, let me tell you what works.
Oh, that's exactly my point. Why else have we gotten here?
No, sure, but Tapel, Skalibala, we come from a situation where
egos are at risk. And what's the haka ubulela, who's the man who wrote what? So maybe when you ask, and Lohana, when and how you ask it, then she reveals, or okay, this is exactly why I like it this way, and so on. Ah, Nikis. Because honestly, I mean, I don't see why you shouldn't ask that. Well, of course, it's how you ask it, right? Dimakotso, am I right or am I just wrong here? Welcome. Dimakotso.
Hi, Ntate Mokolele.
Good day, welcome.
Hey, well, it can flip both ways into E. From experience, I did reveal the number.
Yes.
But this is how I like it, and this is this. And then, Moto, I was into your bubbles of, okay, that's coming. So now say compare,
yes,
you know,
yes.
And that wasn't the point of
you sharing, yeah.
Yes, you know, as long as it's not for Sakasiliko 6, I reborn hurry,
hey,
as
long as stuff is a chair, man.
Yeah, man. When I go in Lazata or Mang Nang Nang, Nakovisa Juan, Mang Aquala Oveni half or I do the half.
Thank you.
Lie to me.
Yes.
I rather have it that way. Yeah. Because I didn't know what to do with the things will change. At least I will tell you something. I'm going to tell you about relationship after so many years.
So lie to me.
Hey.
Lie to me. Make me believe everything you say. Just lie. I'd rather have it that way.
Hey, listen, who am I going to call my mates?
Brad Woods. I'm a first-time caller.
Hey, welcome, my brother.
For sure. So now what I'm saying is that, as what I want that, some of us always complain that Masadi Waka hides this or Masadi Waka have us who experiment.
Mm, mm.
So if as in a body count or as in a past, you have about 50 long ago, what let the world want to out-satisfy as well?
Eh, because Allah Abu Akir.
Exactly. Mm. So for now, personally, the more experience he has, which is the more body count or the more past experiences he had in the past, it means that the more pleasure she will give me if, get a baby, let us try something different.
And even if she doesn't have that body count, then it empowers you to start saying, you know, let's try this, let's try that, let's try that.
Something new.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I get a baby, I get this 6-9 tonight. I thought I have to do this next.
Hey.
Hmm.
Ay, what's the deal on this? Hmm? Would you handle it? That's my question. Yandis.
I don't know, man. My insecurities won't allow me. But I'll keep comparing to myself to the previous guys. Now, maybe whatever I'm doing, okay, it's everything.
Why compare? Hola. Why compare? You are there now. Hmm? Zenzel.
Yeah.
Why you compare, Abafut?
No, I could compare, but he was. I mean, body count. No, no, yeah, I've done one, two, three, but don't ask with how many.
Why?
No. Maybe Zangela can do just say it. I went through it. So. Then I'll add on top of that. Now I'm one of the people. Hey. You know, it gets you hot. That's what you're saying.
All right.
Morning, Brati. Morning. Mina, he can't. You'll never hold. I'm too, Brati. I'm too, Brati. As yeah, I need to win so good. So I know I can't, Bratty. He can never handle it. He can't.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.